Good evening, it's Rabbi Haber. I wanted to take a minute to discuss the fourth chapter of Psalms, Perek Daled. The fourth chapter, like many other chapters, references many things in Dawud HaMelech's life, in King David's life, and it was also something that was said, it was designed to be said by the Levim, by the Levites, in the times of Dawud HaMelech and for all eternity until today, so it hints to many things. But when was it actually written? So some say it was written the same time as the last Psalm in the times of Avshalom. Others put it at different times, but the Malbim says something very interesting. He says this happened when there was a famine in the times of Dawud HaMelech, in the times of King David. If you look in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21, it says, Vayhi ra'av bimei David. There was a famine in the times of David. Shalosh shanim for 3 years. Shana achrei shana, year after year. And the people came to Dawud HaMelech and they said, this is your fault. You sinned with Bathsheba, you're a bad king, this is all your fault. And Dawud HaMelech wasn't going to take that for granted. So Vayvakesh David is Pnei Hashem. David went and asked Hashem. He said, why is it that we have a famine? Why did this happen? Vayomer Hashem, and God gave the answer. He said, El Shaul, this is because of Shaul, King Saul. He wasn't eulogized properly, he wasn't buried properly. Ve'albeis ha'domim, and for the bloodbath that took place when Shaul had killed the Novi Rakonim. So it's ironic. On the one hand, we're saying that Shaul wasn't respected properly, but on the other hand, we're saying that we're being punished for Shaul's actions. And then it goes on, plus we have this nation that lives among us, the Givonim, who we have a peace treaty with, and they were not treated properly. How are they not treated properly? Some say that a few of them were killed along with the city of the Kohanim, and they were not forgiving. The Kohanim didn't hold it against the Jewish people in a way that there would be a famine, but the Givonim were not a forgiving people. Some say that they just lost their jobs. They were supplying water and wood for the whole city of Nov, and then the city of Nov had been massacred by King Shaul. So now, because he was afraid that David was hiding there, so now the Givonim were upset, and because they couldn't be mochel, they couldn't forgive, that's why there was a famine by the Jewish people. So Dawud HaMelech took action immediately. He went to the Givonim, and the Givonim said, yeah, we're still upset at you. He said, well, will you forgive us? So they said, we'll forgive you if you take everybody who needs to be killed, everybody who's deserving of capital punishment from when we were massacred. They need to be punished. We want them, and we want to punish them. We want to put them to death. And the truth is, there were people who legitimately deserved to be put to death, some of Shaul's descendants. And so Dawud HaMelech went, he rounded them up, made sure that they indeed were deserving of capital punishment, and he handed them over to the Givonim. And then, like we said, ironically, another issue was that besides for the fact that Shaul had sinned in massacring the city of Nov, but at the same time, Shaul was not eulogized properly. So they went and they eulogized Shaul properly, and they buried him properly in the right place. Once they took care of that, the famine ended. So they took care of all of that. They buried Shaul and Yonasan. Hashem answered the prayers of the people, and Hashem took away the famine. It started to rain again. So that's where this chapter 4 was said. Dawud HaMelech is standing there. He's being attacked by the Jews. There's the middle of a famine, and he's being attacked by the Jews. That there's a famine, and everyone's saying, Dawud HaMelech, King David, it's your fault. And he goes to God. He said, is this my fault that there's a famine? Is it my sins? And it turned out, not really. It's because Shaul wasn't eulogized properly. And it's because Shaul, when he was trying to kill you, he massacred the city of Kohanim, and the Givonim were affected, and you haven't taken care of that. You have to take care of the Givonim. So Dawud HaMelech goes like this. He says, Lamnatzeach beneginos mizmor l'David. He says, I'm going to say here a song. Some say Lamnatzeach means a song that goes forever, because this is a constant theme, not only in Dawud HaMelech's life, but in the lives of all of us. He says, Bekari, when I call out to you, Hashem, aneini, please answer me, which Hashem did in this case. Elokei tzidki, the Hashem who's going to tell me that I'm a tzaddik, that I'm right. Batzar hirchavdali, when things have been tight for me, when I had a tzar, hirchavdali, you widened them for me. Chaneini ushma tfilosi, please listen to my prayer. B'nei ish anmech vodi lechlimani, he turns to the people around him, and he says, how long do you need to keep and embarrassing me. Tavun Rick, you're just talking about nonsense, saying this is all my fault. Tavakshu Chazo Sel, you're saying lies. That's part one. Then he says, D'u ki ifla Hashem chasid loy. Not just that, but Hashem has given you somebody, a king, who listens to Hashem, who wants to do the right thing. Hashem yishma b'kar yelav. Hashem listens when I talk to him. Rigzu ve'al techeto. You need to tremble. You need to not sin. Imru b'vavchem ha'mashkavchem v'domu sela. Remind yourselves of the day of death and the fact that there's going to be a time when you can't do anything at all. Then part three, Dovid HaMelech says, okay, now that we've taken care of everything, now that we've properly respected the Givonim, now that we've properly respected, appeased the Givonim, now we've properly respected Shaul, then he turns to the Kohanim, to the priests, and he says, go ahead. Zivchu zivchei tzedek uvitcho l'Hashem. Go ahead, bring your sacrifices. Go ahead and pray to God because he's going to answer, he's going to give us rain. Rabbi Momim Yareinu Tov. A lot of people are saying, where are we going to get good stuff from? It's going to work. Nesa aleinu or panecha Hashem. Hashem, please shine your light upon us. Nasata simcha, believe me, put happiness in my heart. May it's tegonu v'siroshem rabu. He says, even as the people around me seem to have more food and more drink and more rain, he says, I'm still happy, Hashem, because I have you. V'shalom yachtov eshkva v'ishon. We all come together, Jewish people united. We can come together. We can lie down. And we can relax. Ki atah Hashem, levadot Hashem is singular. Levetach toshiveni, and he, like more than anybody, any other entity in the world, is going to be able to help us. So again, we have this story where there's a famine. It's blamed on David HaMelech. It's not David HaMelech's fault. David HaMelech, King David, makes amends, and then he turns to the people around him. He says, why do you keep on blaming me? Just turn around, daven to Hashem, fix your issues, and we're going to be okay. And he says, that's where my real simcha comes from. Just want to make two more points on this piece of Tehillim. First point is made in the Gemara in Brachos. Rigzu v'al techeto. It says a person should always be aggravating his yetzer tov and his yetzer hara. There's always a tension going on between the good inclination and the bad inclination. And what that means in this context is that David HaMelech, King David, could have said, this is not my fault, go away. But he didn't. He said, I don't think this is my fault, but let me do some introspection. And he did introspection. Oh, you know what? My predecessor, when he was trying to kill me, he also bothered to give onim, and now I got to clean up that mess. And at the same time, the opposite. My predecessor was trying to kill me, he died, and he was never respected properly, now I have to respect him properly. So David HaMelech took this situation where he was being blamed in a way he didn't deserve to be blamed to say, okay, you want me to do introspection? I will do introspection. I will get better. I will do tshuva. I will repent. And that brings us to the second idea, and this is in the Baal Shem Tov. Quoted in the Todos Yaakov Yosef, he says that David HaMelech's point here was, the words right at the beginning, he says, Batzar, when things were tight for me, herchavtali, you made everything better. And the Baal Shem Tov says, that's how Hashem does it all the time. Hashem puts us into a tight spot, he puts us into a stressful spot, he puts us into a challenging situation, and then Hashem says, if you can make it through this one, things are going to get so much better. You're going to go down, you're going to contract, but then you're going to expand. It's going to be a most amazing, amazing experience. And that's what David HaMelech did. He said, okay, I'm being blamed. Okay, I'm being punished. Okay, so it's not my fault, so that makes it even worse. Let me take advantage and see, what can I fix? What can I fix? And the things he had to fix were so almost unfair. I have to fix the fact that Shaul, who tried to kill me, also killed other people. I have to fix the fact that Shaul, who tried to kill me, wasn't respected properly, but he said, you know what, I'm going to dig deep and I'm going to fix it. And that's this huge bracha of batzar, when we're in a very tight situation, that's when we're going to bounce out and we're going to flourish. And that's what David HaMelech says, Nasata simcha belibi, ultimately you gave happiness in my heart. So when we jump into a situation, we run into a situation that's tough, that's difficult, that's unfair, we say batzar. Okay, Hashem gave me tzar, Hashem gave me a stressful situation, this is going to be the catalyst for further growth and for becoming even better. Have a good day.